While most students are winding down for the year, a group from around Australia are deeply immersed in studies at the University of Sydney. They're taking part in a summer program which offers Indigenous students the chance to experience life on campus to help them make the jump to higher education. Well, Lisa Jackson-Pulver is the Deputy Vice-Chancellor, Indigenous Strategy and Services at the University of Sydney and the coordinator of this program. And she's, or not the coordinator of this, she's shaking her head furiously. We'll get clarification on that. She's with me in the studio along with two of the students, Boston Senior and Eleanor Coleman. To all of you, good morning.
Good morning.
But let's clarify this. You're not the coordinator of the program.
No. There's a number of people in our widening participation group, student services, the Wingara Moora team, a whole collection of people from across the university that coordinate this program.
Okay, so Boston, Eleanor, tell me where you're from.
I'm first. Canberra.
Yeah,
ACT girl.
Okay, and you, Boston?
I'm Loke. I'm just from Botany.
And so how did you guys get involved in this program?
Well, my high school Indigenous coordinator reached out and explained this program, and I wrote my application, and fortunately I got in, and I feel like it's a great opportunity to see campus life. And
so what did you write in the application?
From the top of my head, I just wrote about, I'm fortunate enough to run my own business. I made my own business called Bee Transporteurs. And I deliver letterbox drop-in from around the southeast, and that's what I wrote in my application. Fortunately, I got in.
Okay, and how about you, Eleanor? How did you get involved in this?
My sister did it, my older sister, for 2 years, and so kind of just ran down through the sisterhood and the family. So I joined in, did it.
And so what did you put in the application? Tell me what you want to get out of it.
What do I want to get out of this? I've done this for 3 years. I've done a different course each time, and that's definitely helped me decide what I want to do. So I don't want to be an architect anymore.
Okay.
Or a teacher.
Right.
I want to be a nurse now, so I'm doing nursing, and I'm already doing that at TAFE at Canberra.
Okay, yeah. Great. So tell me, Lisa, what is the idea of this program? How is it going to help these young people?
Well, the reality is that many Aboriginal people, when they go to university, are first in family. And we also know that Aboriginal people, the most success comes from being in a cohort, understanding context of where you're going, having those sort of dinner table conversations. So the program was set up some years ago to be able to engage with students from high school, particularly those in year 9, 10, 11 and 12, who are on a trajectory of wanting to do some sort of tertiary education, to give them an experience of what it's like inside university, live in a college, understand what the practice of study is, and you know, really being very, very efficient with your time, connecting with others and creating a cohort effect so that students can propel themselves through high school and finish and then come to uni.
And so why is it useful to get to them at the age that they haven't finished high school yet, to give them those insights?
There's a lot of pre-preparation that you need to do in not quite the most senior years of high school to prepare yourself for university. There are particular courses that you need to do. I know. That's right. I hear that a lot. But it also allows people like Eleanor to go through a couple of different tasters to get a sense of what really, you know, makes her heart sing. What does she really want to do? And she's clearly wanting to be a nurturer or a carer of some sort, and nursing is a very good fit for someone like Eleanor. So it gives them an opportunity to have a bit of a try before you buy. Going to university is a huge commitment, and preparing in those last 2 years of high school is a huge commitment.
You mentioned the sort of first generation to go through university issue, but I know from talking to folks involved with things like AIM, the Indigenous Mentoring Program, that there are particular challenges with getting Indigenous kids to go to university. Just elaborate on that for us.
Yeah. Look, Sydney and any other major capital is really expensive to live. And even if a student lives, you know, somewhere in metropolitan Sydney, likelihood of you spending a lot of time on public transport or the expense of a motor car is very, very high, notwithstanding those who need to live in university accommodation or college accommodation.
Most families. Isn't that true of anyone from a regional area, though?
Look, it may or may not be, but what we do know is the economic disadvantage in Aboriginal people is more acutely felt. On every SES profile, Aboriginal families writ large are the highest, and so that's the reality of it. Highly underserviced, highly invisible, and again, not that narrative throughout the family of what it is to go into tertiary education and to succeed at university.
How much of a setback is it for you if there isn't anyone in the family, regardless of your race or identity, that can give you insight into what university's like? Because it can be pretty confusing place.
Oh, it is. And that's exactly what this program is set up to do, is to help defragment some of that confusion, to demystify it and show people what's inside the wires. We also work very closely with the high schools and with the outreach officers in high schools so that they can present the students some opportunities to them that may not be otherwise available.
So, Boston, how were you when you first started thinking about getting your first business up and running?
As Eleanor touched on earlier, I will be the first person in my family to participate in university. I needed the money, and I wasn't really fond of a 9-to-5 job, so to speak, in retail or working at home.
It's a bit hard when you're in high school.
Yeah, it is. And especially with HSE commitments, it's hard to find the time to partake in that, like a job like that. So my mum works in a real estate office, and she spoke about like the opportunity there, and I developed a logo, and a few boys from my school were interested in dropping for me, so I took it with both hands, and I just got it up and running. I just attacked it, so yeah.
So I mean, how difficult was it to get a business started as a teenager?
Pretty difficult, I guess. As I alluded to earlier, just the HSE commitments, but I just had that drive to really make something of myself, so to speak. So I've always said I want to go to university. I want to be something. I want to break that stereotype. So when that opportunity was presented to me to run a business or create a business, I just attacked it and literally like sat down for 3 days and I just went for it. I set aside all the distractions and I just attacked it.
So you're in year 12 now?
Yeah, I'm currently in 12.
So have you sat the exams? About to.
Also, My first term for year 12 is term now. 4, yeah.
Got it. So you're sort of almost 12 months away from sitting the HSE exams. Yeah. What do you actually want to do after school?
I want to study economics at Sydney University.
Okay. And so does this summer program, and what do you think it will do to put you on that pathway?
Oh, it definitely offers me an insight of the different courses and what I want to major in.
Because it sounds like you're kind of already on your way. I've got to be honest. You sound like you're pretty entrepreneurial.
There's this really good scholarship available at the university for economic students. I'm not too sure of the name of it, but it's $50,000 for 4 years. So that covers all expenses, and that would be very, very helpful.
You better find out the name of it, Boston.
Yeah, I definitely will.
Eleanor, I've already had one text in saying, why not become a doctor?
I'm just not at that level of like, brainness. I'm not smart enough, I think. Like, I have the confidence too, but I want to be able to travel, and we have enough doctors, I think. And one of my goals that I really want to do is actually go to a remote community and work with them, because I've heard all the stories where like they have doctors in the remote communities but no Indigenous doctors or nurses. But I don't know, I've considered it. My auntie's one. She doesn't get to spend much time with her family.
Yeah.
No offence to her if she's listening, but like, I don't know, I've just always wanted to do nursing, I guess, and I'm doing TAFE at the moment as well as a tertiary package at school, so doing the ATAR as well, and definitely doing the nursing course makes me want to be a nurse, not a doctor. I don't want that level of like commitment, I guess. Right. Yeah.
Well, my mum's a nurse. I can assure you it's a terrific and rewarding career, but I'm sure there will also be people at home saying, why don't you feel the confidence to do whatever it is you want?
I just want to travel. So nursing's the best option, I guess, because you can get a job as a nurse anywhere.
Can I ask you on some of the questions that I put to Lisa earlier about the challenges for a young Indigenous person going to university? Do you think the challenges are unique if you're Indigenous?
I definitely think so. My sister's the first one in our Indigenous family to ever go to university. My mum's side, they're all professors, and she's the non-Indigenous side, and Dad's, he dropped out, so we don't really have that strength. And seeing my sister go has definitely been a big influence on wanting me to go. So she's definitely, I look up to her, and I definitely think that most Indigenous people get very shy about doing it because there's no strong amount of community there. Like Sydney University, yes, does have it, but like I'm talking back at home, there's not many big Indigenous cultural groups in unis because there's not many of us in Canberra.
So do you feel shy about?
I guess, but like I'm a very vocal person, so I don't think so.
Okay.
At the same time.
Since you're so vocal, what do you make of the conversation that we have as a country today about Indigenous Australians and the sort of future that I suppose collectively we all want?
I think it's definitely looking up. We're admitting, yes, we've done the apology and everything for the stolen generations. We're waking up, genocide has happened. We're definitely improving on everything and we're trying to help with closing the gap. That's a big thing. My whole family's involved with that. Love that scheme. But I definitely think that just we're definitely opening our eyes up and helping the broader communities, because there is still people that are suffering and all this other stuff and going through the low SES. And it's going to take time, but we're getting there eventually.
Boston, do you share that sense of optimism and hope at the moment?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There still probably is a stigma attached to Indigenous Australians, and if anything, that empowers me to break the stereotype. And there is challenges presented to Indigenous Australians. As I said earlier, I'll be the first in my family to go to university, hopefully. And it's just that sense of, like, people don't want to go outside that mould that society places on Indigenous Australians, I guess, and especially...
Do you feel that as an individual? Do you feel society sort of pushing back on you?
Individually, no, but I know many Indigenous Australians, some of my friends definitely, yes. Like, people fall back on that. It's just a cliche, so to speak. So people fall back on that stereotype, or that's what I'm meant to be. Like, why can't I explore outside of that?
Lisa Jackson-Pulver, final word?
Yeah, absolutely. There are more Aboriginal kids than ever going through high school. I know this is a national radio transmission, and there are programs like this around Australia. So Sydney University is a part of a very strong cohort of universities that are giving these sorts of opportunities to deadly First Nations peoples. And frankly, university and tertiary education changes the lives, not just of the individuals, but of the families and communities. Really important for us all to get behind this.
Is Sydney University actually improving its Indigenous enrolment rates?
We're working very hard at doing that. This year,
Does that mean it's a no at the moment?
We can do a lot better. We're not at population parity. We know what we need to do to get there. And by 2028, we have a plan to make it.
Lisa Jackson-Pulver, Boston and Eleanor, it's been a delight to meet you this morning. So much love from you on the text line and the Twitter feed as well. You've done yourselves proud. Thank you very much.
Thank you.